Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A bill that would make substantial changes in the way home foreclosures are managed in the state is on Governor Patrick's desk for signature, as the state Senate passed the bill unanimously yesterday after a similar vote in the House the day before. The bill would push banks toward rewriting the terms of some existing mortgages rather than moving them into foreclosure. Joining us this morning to explain the measure is Attorney General Martha Coakley, who pushed for it. Attorney General Coakley, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Attorney General, I assume you're urging the governor to sign this bill. If I were a homeowner facing the possibility of foreclosure, which thankfully for me I'm not, is this bill good news for me?
I think it is, because one of the things we've seen is that in many instances, although not all, trying to modify a loan rather than foreclosing is what makes more commercial sense, both for the bank and certainly for the homeowner. And so as we have pushed for this remedy in the past when we've brought suits against predatory lenders and some of the Wall Street firms that finance them, and as we reached an agreement in the multi-state settlement, this remedy, in other words, looking to modify loans that make sense for people who can carry a loan if it's the terms are changed and there's principal write-down, this is now going to be broader in that the legislation will apply to a larger number of people, and it will not save every home. Obviously, every home can't be saved, but our whole goal here is to make sure that we avoid unnecessary foreclosures.
Bottom line, will it prevent home foreclosures in Massachusetts?
It certainly won't prevent all of them, but we think what it will do is allow for sorting out of the unnecessary foreclosures. There are still going to be some foreclosures, as always, that will have to go forward, that should go forward. What we've tried to do is zero in on the kinds of foreclosures that were happening as a knee-jerk reaction, just because that's what banks were doing with a default or with some other problems that people have run into.
Some housing advocates are upset about a provision that was added to this bill in conference committee up on Beacon Hill. The provision says that banks don't have to prove to a court that all of their paperwork is in order. The banks just have to file an affidavit saying that they have all the proper paperwork. And of course, proper paperwork and getting all the paperwork in order played a big part in the mortgage crisis of a few years ago. Grace Ross of the Massachusetts Alliance Against Predatory Lending says, even if a homeowner later proves the bank did not have the right paperwork, the homeowner then has no recourse.
Your foreclosure happens. It's purchased by a third party. Now you go sue to try and get your home back. If the basis of that suit is the note, and you prove that the bank lied in that affidavit, you still can't get your home back.
Attorney General Coakley, respond to that.
You know, Grace Ross has done tremendous work on behalf of homeowners and in this foreclosure crisis, and we have worked with her and other advocates on this. I think, though, that there's some confusion by her around this provision that is really aimed at the problem created and identified by the court in Ibanez about showing the chain of title and who actually owns the property if there is a sale, and for the third-party purchaser. In other words, you can't foreclose unless you actually own the paper, that is the note and the mortgage. And so this is the remedy going forward to make sure that title is clear and on the books. We don't believe that it actually affects existing rights or impairs in any way going forward the rights of people who may be foreclosed upon wrongfully.
So correct me if I'm wrong, and I know you will. I take it from your comments that you don't necessarily think that this bill is the most perfect bill that that we could have in Massachusetts, but it's the best we can do right now.
I actually think that it's a pretty good bill. I think that it's simple, it's straightforward, it addresses the issue that was the primary one we saw with knee-jerk unnecessary foreclosures that says to a bank holder of the note, before you foreclose, you have to do the math. You have to just look at the numbers to say it makes more sense to foreclose than it does to modify. It has been the one issue that has really put people with dropping values of property, with people out of work, people have gotten into a fix, and they can modify loans, but the banks weren't doing it. There was we improved the time. They have 150 days. We found they were waiting till the last month and then taking the same foreclosure actions. So I think on balance, we think this is a pretty good bill. This really gives us a pretty good arsenal to get at this problem of unnecessary foreclosures, start to work on some of those abandoned properties. And frankly, for people who do need foreclosure and do need to move forward with a short sale, it addresses some of the legal issues that had been presented by cases like Abanez in the Supreme Court here.
State Attorney General Martha Coakley, thank you very much.
Thank you.